This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back at it again on a Hurts Day, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a cool, sunny fall afternoon. Ike, how you feeling?
Brother. There we go.
Brother
Spike, feeling pretty good on this Friday Eve that we also consider to be Hurts Day.
Hurts Day.
Listen, two losses in a row don't matter. Don't matter.
It'd low expectations.
Exactly.
Scheduled loss.
Stay in the pocket. Jackie Baseball, today is Christmas. Although we probably won't get to open up a gift for another 2 months. Holla at your boy.
They did sign Brian De La Cruz to a minor league deal today. Very exciting. Very exciting. Yeah. So the hot stuff.
The Iron Pig's going to be pretty good this
year. Dude, the Iron Pig's going to be a problem. How's everyone doing?
As long as you're not watching the Iron Pigs games during the show again this year.
Did you do that last year?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Listen, when the piggies are on.
You see.
What do you want? It's probably was Painter's pitching. I was doing my job.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Definitely Painter was pitching.
It's your job. Your job's not to scout Andrew Painter. Big show, as it always is. Shil Kapadia joins us at 3. The great Mike Mayock joins us at 4. But today is the day. You know, baseball is not like the other sports in that free agency starts today, but it's just the first day they could do anything.
Yes.
It's not like the whole wave of signings that happen with the other sports. But
do we need Elliot in the breaking news
booth? Like football free agency where everybody's waiting.
Right. Oh, here we go. NFL's king. Here we up, up,
well,
up.
Even basketball, you know, it
exactly,
used to happen at
yes,
midnight.
Yes.
You know, we had Josh Harris and Daryl Morey getting to Paul George's house at, mm-hmm. 1 a.m. That worked out well. Where's Paul George? But it is the day that baseball free agency starts, and you start seeing the articles with the here's how much this guy's going to make, here's how much that guy's going to make. We have so many questions here. And I started thinking about the Phils this morning on my long walk, and like we really have a choice. The organization has a choice next year. They can either just sort of go all in, spend a bunch of money, try to beat the Dodgers, or maybe take a step back and think about the next 5 years and competing for the next 5 years. And right after the season, I think I would have been in the first camp. Let's go beat the Dodgers. We were right there. You know, they won 3-1, but we were right there. But the more I start thinking about it, the more I start thinking about these contracts and looking at these numbers and looking at the ages of all these guys and thinking about the future of the Phillies, I don't think I want to go all in to beat the Dodgers next year. I'd rather the Phillies take a step back this year, clean stuff up, and get ready for the future. I'm looking at these numbers, right? $130 to $150 million in 4 or 5 years for a 32-year-old Kyle Schwarber. $400 million for Kyle Tucker, who's a good player, but what are we talking about here? $150 million for Alex Bregman, a third baseman who's a good player, of course, but 32 years old, hurt all the time. Pete Alonso, 31 years old. You know, like, I just think if they do this thing where they double down on this and try to go all in next year, it's going to set the Phillies up for 2 or 3 years from now. We're going to be in trouble. We're going to have a roster full of guys past their prime, making a ton of money. We'll be bereft probably of young players because we're going to have to trade guys to get off the Castellanos money and get off the Taiwan money. I'd rather just sort of bring a couple of young guys up this year, maybe make a smart, you know, free agency move here and there, be good this year, but not do some all-in thing where we're trying to beat the Dodgers and we're doubling down on all this. I'd rather the Phillies think about the next, you know, 5 to 7 years this offseason than doubling down and trying to win next year.
Yeah, yeah. Let's add 5 to 7 more years to not having a World Series. What good is that for us?
Well, I'd rather think about the ability to be able to contend for the next 5 years. We lived through the post, you know, 08 Phillies,
yeah.
You know, that era, and it was a horrible era. And I see these moves, and I understand, you know, well, we got to bring Kyle Schwarber back, and we need to spend big money on a free agent, this and that. And what's going to happen is you're going to look at a roster in 2 or 3 years, and you're going to see a 35-year-old Bryce Harper and a 35-year-old Trey Turner and a 35-year-old Kyle Schwarber and a 35-year-old Alex Bregman or whoever the hell they sign. And they're all going to be past their primes, and they're all going to be playing 100 games, and none of them are going to be producing, and we're not going to have the ability to go and move forward and get better then. And we're going to have young players that might be good, but are an organization that's hampered by all this money. I just think they need to be smart this offseason. And they were good last year. They were really good, and we had a chance.
Second most wins in baseball.
But you can't convince yourself that just because you were good last year that you can go and spend all this money and then continue to be the same kind of good. Like those guys, I think they should be smart. I think they should be smart about Schwarber. I wouldn't, you know, 3 years on Kyle Schwarber, fine.
Yeah.
You know, 2 years on Alex Bregman. But these five-year deals, $150 million here, $150 million there, give Bryce an extra $100 million. I think it's just crazy, yeah. And I think it's going to hurt the franchise.
Well here's the thing. I won't bore anybody with the whole haggling over how many years, right? Because I guess there's a price that everybody be willing to bring everybody back. Yeah, if we can get everybody on a one-year deal, sure, everybody, but that's not reality.
That's
not reality. And nor do I believe we have to go out there and sign 5, 6, 7-year deals with all these guys for $150, $160 million. The idea of, but this is what Dave Dombrowski and John Middleton, the mind frame should be. Now is our time. Now is our time. You got to take advantage of the players that you have right now. Yes, you can tinker with the roster, but the meat of this team should remain intact. I still hold steadfast. You can't afford to be losing guys like Kyle Schwarber unless you're going to replace Kyle Schwarber's productivity with somebody that can do that. Right, so whether you're letting certain players go and bringing in other high-priced players, the bottom line is there's no way you should be thinking about taking a step back from a 96-win team, a team that had the second most wins in baseball. Here's where I think gets lost with everybody, and I'm not excusing losing to the Dodgers, but let's face it, they lost to the Dodgers. So had they played, I don't know.
San Diego, Milwaukee, Cincinnati.
San Diego in that first round won and then lose to the Dodgers in the NLCS. What are we saying then?
But
is everybody willing? No, real quick.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
is everybody willing to blow the team up then? So it's because they ran into the actual best team in baseball sooner than someone else did. But anybody that ran into the Dodgers, they lost. They lost. And I don't think anybody else is going to blow their team up. I don't think Milwaukee's going to blow their team up. I don't think anybody's going to blow their team up. Here's what they need to do. They need to be smart in adding the right pieces to this team. They won 96 games after losing the ace of their staff the last third of the season. The third or fourth best pitcher on the damn roster was gone for 2.5 months of the season. Bryce was gone for a month. I say all of this to say they did all this with guys missing a lot of time and still won 96 games. They still won 96 games. If they have Zach Wheeler in that series versus the Dodgers, is it different? I look at that series versus the Dodgers, and I watch what everybody else did. I mean, as far as holding down that Dodger lineup, no one did it as well as we did from the Phillies.
Yeah, I think if you're throwing money trying to go beat... you can't.
Yeah.
Because we can't afford to make mistakes like the Dodgers can afford to make mistakes. We are playing a different... We have to play a different game than them. And I think what you can get trapped into mm-hmm. is seeing them spend money and being like, you know what we got to do? We got to just spend money like they spend money.
On good players,
yeah,
though.
But the difference is they have... We can't play the same game. We have to play a smart, long game. We can't play, let's just spend $100 million on this and $200 million on that. Because what's going to happen is in 2 or 3 years, John Middleton's going to look at $200 million a year mm-hmm. in their roster that's not performing and say to himself, there's nothing I can do about it. Whereas the Dodgers, the Mets can double down and spend more money and spend more money and spend more money. We can't do it. And I promise you, you give Kyle Schwarber $150 million, you're going to regret it. You give Alex Bregman the $200 million, you're going to regret it. All the deals on the market right now, you're
not going to regret it if they win the World Series.
And they're probably not.
Why?
They could, but I think they could win the World Series. You know what? You're talking about the core of the team. Bryce is going to be here. Trey's going to be here. Zach Wheeler's going to be here. Chris Sanchez is going to be here. That's enough.
No, that's not enough.
Let the young guys come up. See which
what
ones are good.
What young guys?
Let Crawford come up. Let what's his name play third base until Aiden Miller gets here. You know what? They can compete and be good enough next year without trying to take down the Dodgers by spending a bunch of money.
But here's the thing, and that's easy to say right now. When you're in the moment, is anybody thinking about 4 or 5 years down the road? You shouldn't be. I mean, as a fan, if a team comes up short, you're going to say, or you get to the trade deadline, you're going to say, well, why didn't you go out and get the piece that we needed? So we can go win. No one's going to be saying, oh, don't worry, we can sit on our hands and whatever happens, happens. We need to be building for the future.
You know what this is?
Nobody's going to do that.
You know what you want to do? You want to do what the Sixers did. And that's what the Sixers did. Re-signing Kyle Schwarber is like doubling down on Joel Embiid. Going out and signing Alex Bregman or somebody is like signing Paul George. It's thinking you're close when you're not close. That's the difference. And I just think they need to be smart and not handcuff
themselves. So they ought to just give up.
No, I'm just saying you have a year where maybe you win 88 games, you win 89 games, you get lucky, something like that, and you clear Castellanos off your books, you clear Taiwan Walker off your books, you end up getting rid of the bad money, and then you can spend good money.
You've already decided you don't care if they don't win next year.
They'll be good enough.
No, I'm asking about winning a championship.
Yes, I would
this
not.
This is a championship. This is all we care about, the championship.
Yes.
Like, everything else is cute. Everything else is cute, but we really want to win.
Yes.
Like, we really want to win a title.
Yes.
So you're okay. Well,
yes, I'm okay with them going into next year.
I can't believe most baseball fans would feel that way. There's no way you could be heavily invested in this team and say you don't care if they win.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I can't buy that.
I care if they win over the next 5 years, not next year. I'm just not trying to outgun everybody next year. This is not going to happen. 215-592-9494.
It may not happen, but it doesn't mean you should just throw your hands up and don't try. Can you imagine if they rolled that message out?
Well,
the Phillies, if they rolled that message out to this fan base, like, you know what? We're trying to build for the future. Trying to compete right now with the Dodgers is pointless, you know?
Well,
by the way, Bryce, I wonder how happy he'll be knowing that he's just playing on a mediocre team that he's going to get killed for.
Who cares?
I know you don't care, but I'm saying the players on the team actually care. You're wasting his prime or what years he has left.
He's wasting his prime.
No, when you're not building a team around him, you're wasting his prime as a team. That's what you're doing. You're wasting Trey Turner's prime. Like, you're wasting these players' prime by talking about Aiden Miller and some other young guys. Justin Crawford, really, they're here to save the day.
If there's going to be a future of the Phillies, it's going to have to be those guys. And you know what? Bryce Harper, when he's 35 years old, will be happy that the Phillies have young players to prop him up when he's busy also making $30 million and he's a part-time player. 215-592-9494. Do you want the Phillies to go after it this offseason, double down, spend a bunch of money, try to beat the Dodgers, or plan for the future? We do have a next question today because we do have a great prize. The Hess Toy Truck 2025 Stock Car Racers. The 2025 Stock Car Racers, loaded with action-packed features, including, I don't know if you knew this, 67 animated lights, 5 realistic sounds, and a pullback motor. You can buy them at HessToyTruck.com. So I was thinking this morning as I'm taking my psychotic walk, as I do every morning.
How long is this walk?
90 minutes, 95 minutes.
Wow. That's a really long walk.
Really long. And then I walk the dogs on top of it. Afterwards.
Yeah, see, why don't you just walk the dogs because it's too long for them to walk?
Well, they can't walk for an hour and a half.
They have
four legs.
They'll turn around. When they decide it's over, it's over. But as I was taking the walk, I was like, you know what? I'm a weirdo, and I'm very passionate about a lot of weird things. So for next question today, we just want something you're oddly passionate about. We all have those little things that either you really, really love that nobody else does, or you really, really hate that nobody else does. Jack, what are you oddly passionate about?
Well, if it wasn't evident after my organic candy conversation, other people's and my food choices.
Other people's food choices.
Oh, I judge people's carts when I go to grocery stores. And I'm saying, you're really getting that nonsense?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm close to talking to people.
Don't do that.
Yeah, no, I'm like,
that's too passionate.
I might get a little preachy.
In the grocery store.
Yeah, like, come on. You have kids. What are you feeding them that crap for?
You know, I saw Ike at the grocery store. I wasn't judgy about him. Yeah. I had
a cart full of meat.
Yep. I'm sure you did.
I didn't say a word.
I'll steroid it up.
Yep. See, you're going to get yourself into trouble.
I know.
You're more preachy about food than I am.
I know.
Yes.
Yeah.
You weren't always like this, though.
I wasn't, Ike.
No.
I wasn't.
No.
This is a year and a half, Jack.
Yeah, you lose a couple pounds, and there he is.
Yeah. Just eating berries and yogurt every day for lunch.
Yeah.
Ike has finally stopped asking me,
I know.
What are you eating?
Yeah. Like, what is that crap?
Which is a nice change up.
Granola and yogurt and blueberries.
Ike, what are you oddly passionate about?
Nothing really, but you know what? You guys may think this is odd. It's not odd.
It's
odd. I know people, you know, the fact that I enjoy the evening news.
You love the evening news.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't miss it.
I don't. I usually don't. I really don't, man. And because I'm more of a, I mean, I guess I shouldn't say which networks I'm.
Yeah, you can
I'm
say
an
what
NBC
you want.
10 guy.
NBC 10 guy.
No offense to ABC, sure. And CBS, and Fox.
Or, you know, Elliot, who works for CBS. Whatever.
Yes.
You're Johnny
PHL 17.
Guy.
Yeah. Yes. So, yeah, for some reason.
You love the evening news.
Yeah, and I tell you, there's very little good that I'm experiencing as far as.
Oh, watching the news?
The news, yes.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Very little, yeah.
It's a bummer. Yeah, it's a bummer.
I like to keep up, though, man. Keep up with the local stuff that's going on.
So, you know, things that you're oddly passionate about, I could probably write a book. They're called Things I'm Oddly Passionate About.
He's weird.
The number one thing, though, is cell phone lights in movie theaters. Is people, even when they turn the light down, and they're still texting, checking your Instagram. Phone calls is for everybody. I understand most people don't like phone calls in movie theaters.
Yeah,
right.
Nah.
But if I see, and this is how crazy I am, if I see somebody out of the corner of my eye, 7 rows away, On the other side of the theater, texting, my wife notices, I catch it out of the side of my eye, I can't stop looking.
Yeah, well, see, I think this is the reason you actually go to movies.
Yeah, the
you want to get upset about someone people. Using their phone.
No.
You don't even want to watch the movie.
No. Sounds like you're watching people watching.
If they would stop looking at their phones, I wouldn't have the people.
Yeah, but you could just watch the movie.
Just focus on the movie.
It's distracting.
It's not that distracting.
It's distracting.
Well, in front of you, I can understand, because you can see them right in front
anywhere,
of you.
Anywhere. In fact, my wife lives in fear if she sees a cell phone somewhere that I'm going to notice it,
yeah,
and I'm going to start getting agitated. And I have said something now and again that, could you stop it?
And they're probably like, what a psycho.
We're in the movies. I'm going to the movies to escape the real world, to escape phones, to escape all of that stuff. So phones in the movie theater is something that I am actually psychotic about, but oddly passionate about. All right, 215-592-9494. The Phils this offseason, do you want them to worry about taking down the Dodgers next year, spend a bunch of money, or maybe take a step back and worry about the next 5 years? Leading us off, Josh and Manny Young. You're on WIP. What's up, Josh?
I couldn't agree with more, Spike. However, the Kyle Schwarber Embiid comparison, not what I would figure, but I don't think they should spend a bunch of money. Honestly, I would bring back Schwarber. I'd try to go small ball. You know, we need runs, not just bombs. I mean, he was great for the regular season, but we need guys that can get on base, not just live off the long ball. So I would definitely agree with, let's stay young. Let's bring up Crawford. Let's see what Aiden Miller. Can we get something for Bohm? Like a middle, I would even take a middle reliever at this point for Bohm. And start focusing on 2026, 2027, 2028.
Yeah, don't worry about his production. Get him off the books. Don't pay him the $10 million. Stop wasting at-bats on a guy you see no future in. And I honestly don't care if whoever they put in at third base, if you don't get that same kind of production, at least you have a direction and you're thinking about the future. Having Alec Bohm play third base for you next year, what are you doing with that? They know they're not committing.
Can't find anybody better.
They know they're not committing to him beyond next year. And those are at bats you could use. Have Otto Kemp play 80 games at third base. I don't know. Like,
the problem with Otto Kemp playing 30 games. I mean, I saw Nelson Arenado being thrown around.
No.
I mean, really?
No.
I don't want that either.
Yeah. You know? These are good players. The guys that are free agents this offseason, they're good players. But you know what? They are. I remember all too well the end of the Phillies of the late 2000s, mm-hmm, and how that happened afterwards. And you put all this money into those players. They're good now, but 2 or 3 years from now, you're going to be in a whole world of trouble. And we'll have a team that, forget about winning 88, 90 games. This will be a team that we're stuck right around 500 and not able to do anything about because we committed to all these old guys.
I disagree. Bryce and Trey are going to be here regardless.
I know.
Their contracts are here regardless. So the next moves you make should be to improve the team. You don't want Alec Bohm here? Okay, then go get me somebody that's better. Is that going to cost you money? The idea of playing Otto Kemp at third base in place of Alec Bohm is dumb. It's just dumb. It just is. You may as well keep Alec Bohm there.
But I just think you're wasting time with guys like that.
What is Otto Kemp doing? That's wasting time.
But it doesn't cost you $10 million to waste
time. What are you doing with the money?
You're resetting the books and getting ready for the next 5 years.
So you're telling me we're going to get rid of players and we're not going to spend money?
Yes.
On a team that won the second most games in baseball last year.
Yes.
We're just throwing away the season. This is crazy.
It's not throwing it away.
It is.
You're making a decision with your heart, not your head.
No,
it's like, we love Kyle Schwarber.
Well, whether it's Kyle Schwarber or not. So if Kyle Schwarber is in here, go get somebody to replace him. What I'm doing is trying to keep the team competitive. So if you want to replace certain players on the team, you don't replace them with lesser players, with trash. You replace them with equal players. If you want to get younger, then get younger. But don't get younger just for the sake of being young.
I think
guess what? We had a young team for 10 years. How did that work out for us?
Well, they were young and bad.
You need good players.
Well, I think with this
was Otto Kemp.
With this starting pitching staff, this team's going to be competitive no matter what they do. If they don't spend a bunch of money.
And you know what we'll do? We'll complain about the hitting.
Well, at least it won't be expensive. 215-592-9494. Josh, for next question today, give us something you're oddly passionate about.
Well, I would say oddly annoyed about people wearing masks in their cars. It drives me nuts. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
You're talking about like the
COVID mask.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? You're in your car.
Thank you for the call, Josh. I do have to. I
think what if they're an Uber driver?
But by themselves.
Yes.
I think we're at the point now where if we can say, if you're in the car by yourself with the mask on, I do kind of wonder what you're doing. You know, whatever makes you comfortable. Look, it doesn't harm me. I'm not passionate about it.
Right.
Well, that's how I feel about the headphones in the car. You ever see people driving with headphones in? Like AirPods?
No.
Really?
Well, that seems dangerous.
Well, it's a horrible idea.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, that seems dangerous. Can't hear, you know, because you get the noise cancellation with
the AirPods.
Of course.
Yeah. It's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Probably illegal.
Probably illegal. Yeah, probably illegal.
But when I see it, I start pointing.
Now, do you look up for your phone as you're tweeting when you're driving? When you see somebody else driving with the AirPods?
Sometimes you got to tweet.
Yeah.
At a stoplight, of course.
Well, we're going to break.
Yeah. We'll come back.
I didn't get Mr. Baseball's thoughts on this.
Well, coming up next, we'll get Mr. Baseball's thoughts on it.
Come on, man.
Yeah. And Jason Stark had something to say about the whole Bryce Harper kerfuffle we went through over the last couple of weeks. We'll hear about that, too. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.